much on the radio station, but you're kind. Sometimes you can come out the corner too, boy, I tell you.
yep, I get in the corner once
in a while. Now, I don't like moderators. I like that as communicator?
I don't know what you call it.
Well, you say you are a moderator. You cannot say much back.
Oh, no, that's not true. I'm given much more latitude than I take it. It isn't that I can't say it, so that I won't.
Well, sometimes when it is a real good discussion over the war of what, and other people ask you comment, and you don't want to go into it, really, you know.
I'd rather give them a chance to talk.
You know, and then there is something going on, two-way radios, and then for, you know, KGO... Boy, he really get it too, you know. The people get so upset over things. I think he's doing a good job.
My conception of radio is much different than some other people's might be, where a lot of haggling and emotionalism is involved. But I appreciate your comment. Thank you very much. We have one line free at the moment, 524-2695. We'll take our next call in just a moment. Where are you coming from?
One thing that he talked about was Rome, and the things that happened in Rome. And if he hadn't remembered that he had given a preamble, I suppose you could use the word, to these things by saying that it was Rome, you wouldn't have known it by so many of the things that are here now. And there was one statement he said that there has been ferments before and rebellion against the law, that this is the first generation to reject law in economics, lifestyle, sex, entertainment, and fashion. It seems like so much of the young generation, well, not really all of the young generation, because there's many of the generation before them that are going there, they don't seem to have any moral values anymore.
Oh, that's different
all about it. Well, I mean, like, not only in the West but how many times you would have found someone in this day and age who's willing to help their neighbor?
You know what I'm going to have to do?
You're going to have to cut me off.
I'm going to have to ask you to call back. Doing that on an open evening again, and feel free, because I'm about a minute and a half over now, and Galen is breathing down.
I'm sorry.
I wish I'd have got you a little bit earlier, because you have more to say, and...
I only have one more.
Well, it's got to be that. Hang on just a minute, will you? Okay, now what were you
going
to say?
I was just going to say that patriotism is another thing now that seems to be lacking. The one thing that I'm and how many men do you see stand and take their hats off to the flag? Although the flag is just a symbol, it is just that, it's a symbol of our country and the things it stands for, or should stand for, or used to. And I'm here, and I'm just going to leave it to get to my feelings.
Don't get the butterfly next time, all right?
Well, I always do. It's just that I'm talking to strangers on the telephone.
Strangers? Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Good night. And thank you for listening to Public Pulse next Monday night. Dr. Thomas Gordon, Parent Effectiveness Training.
You've been listening to Public Pulse, Western America's most honored radio forum, produced by KSL, one of the nation's 12 50,000-watt clear channel stations, broadcasting from Salt Lake City, Utah.
This is KSL Radio in Salt Lake City, 1160 on the dial. The following comment is furnished by and represents the opinion of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Insight. Today, insight into election reform. No low reporting. The U.S. Senate is headed toward a showdown on the matter of how this nation shall elect a president. The Electoral College, an unique institution debated and devised by the Constitutional Convention of 1787, is now under attack by those who say it's outmoded and should be replaced by a direct popular vote of the people. Such a plan calling for a direct popular vote has been approved by the U.S. House of Representatives and more recently by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Our present system holds to the principles of federalism rather than those of a pure democracy. As a representative republic, citizens of the United States are represented by those they select to act on their behalf. In this case, the electors who make up the Electoral College. In a pure democracy, a direct vote of the people would apply, and there's less emphasis on states' rights. Because both systems of election reform have their supporters, perhaps the answer lies somewhere between. One practical alternative, which has strong support, is the district plan, where two presidential electors would be elected on a statewide basis, the rest from congressional districts, with the added provision that all electors must cast their presidential votes as did most of the citizens voting. Our Electoral College is a curious institution, but it's one which has helped to strengthen our irrational and often frustrating political system, which, despite its shortcomings, has worked. Many astute constitutional authorities say we should think long and hard before abandoning something which has served us so well. For Insight, this is Mel Worrell.
Insight is a Farm Bureau radio production. And, ladies and gentlemen, here's our governor of the state of Utah.
This is Cal Rampton. Highway patrol troopers advise me there are three major causes of accidents on our freeways. Insufficient attention to the road ahead, following too closely, and speed too fast for existing conditions. Help reduce the $60 million Utahns spend needlessly on highway accidents by driving prudently and courteously.